happy new comic book day, guys. Go to your local comic book shop later today and pick up the titles that you've been waiting for all week. Let's jump right into the nerdy news. Sideshow has a couple new statues out that I wanted to tell you about. One is the Cyborg Ninja from Metal Gear Solid. This thing is selling for $300. It's on pre-order. It's supposed to come out beginning of 2019. Yes, there's a payment plan for it. This is the Cyborg Ninja, Frank Yeager, the Gray Fox. It's got a couple interchangeable hands. He can be holding the sword or the arm cannon. And he's got an interchangeable head where you can actually see inside his helmet the pretty ugly face of Frank Yeager. This thing is about 12 inches tall, just short of 12 inches tall, PVC statue made by Gecko Company. Another new statue, you horror fans out there, they made Pennywise, the clown from It. From the new movie It, not the older one. This thing is so creepy. It's pretty affordable too, it's only like $105. Made by Iron Studios. If you know anything about them, they make some really good detailed things. It is on pre-order. It's supposed to come out middle of 2019. There is a limit on this. It's not a limit on how many they make, but it's just a limit per person. So you can only buy one of these from Sideshow, which is that's a new one on me. I haven't seen them do that before. So yes, limit one per person. This Pennywise is by Iron Studios. It's polystone. It's just short of 10 inches tall. It has his normal outfit, normal white head. You can change out that head to have a blood-stained face where he's been eating on something. You want to know what he's eating on? Well, you can change out the hands too. He can either be holding the balloon or he can be holding a dismembered kid's arm. So, yeah, you can make this as gruesome as you want with these interchangeable pieces. It is very creepy looking. So if you're into horror stuff and you like It, which obviously a lot of people did because it did well at the box office, check out this statue. And I'll be putting links to these statues in the description so you can just click and go see them. The last statue I'm going to talk about today is Isidro by Prime One Studios. It's from one of the older animes, Berserk. This is going to be $700. There's a payment plan. It's on pre-order. Supposed to come out at the end of next year, end of 2019. This is going to be a limited piece also. I mean, it's only going to be 350 made total. That's a pretty low number. That's really limited, which tells you why it costs so much. So $700 for only 350, and you got to figure some of those are probably going to get broken. It's going to be pretty limited. This dude is going to be 20 to 21 inches tall, depending on whether or not you put the puck on his head, which is his little sidekick guy. It has the puck can be moved different places. He's got a interchangeable head and interchangeable arms. He can be either holding his weapon over his shoulder or he can change that out with the thumbs up hand where he's given the thumbs up. Big piece. It is, like I said, 21 inches tall with puck on his head. $700, limited to 350. Let's move on to TV. Okay, I apologize for my dogs. Okay, Doctor Who is coming back Sunday night. They're moving it from Saturday to Sunday for season 11. It's going to begin October 7th. And this is going to be the new female doctor, Jodie Whittaker. So if you're a Doctor Who fan, and it's been a while since the last Doctor Who iteration, then you might want to tune in on October 7th and watch it. I used to be a huge Doctor Who fan. I kind of fell out with Capaldi. Didn't watch much of Capaldi's, I think one or two episodes. I really need to catch up. And I'm looking forward to this first female doctor, Jodie Whittaker, see how well she pulls off being the doctor. Wrestling fans, they are bringing back the WWE Mixed Match Challenge, the Facebook Watch. That's going to kick off again September 18th for their second season. And it's where they pair, you know, mixed match, like it says, a male and female wrestler. And they're going to do like, there's going to be 10 teams this season. Round robin elimination, if I remember correctly. A half hour show, two matches in each show. They're really doing this, pushing through Facebook. You're going to watch it on Facebook. It will be on immediately after SmackDown Live and before 205 Live. So they're really, really trying to work the social media aspect here, making this Facebook only, making it really kind of interesting, something you can't see anywhere else. I can't wait. Yeah, the season is going to, like I said, starting September 18th. Finale will be on December 16th. So if you just want to wait and see who wins the overall thing, you can wait till December 16th. Give yourself an early Christmas present. Rat Queen fans. Volume 1 of Rat Queens went to 16 issues before it got rebooted to Volume 2. Really weird how they kind of did this. The trade paperbacks, the first one went... The first volume went 1 to 10 that they collected. But the trade paperbacks, they put 5 in each one, so the third one ended at 15. You know, it went 11 to 15. And there's no 16. You can't find 16 in a collected work anywhere. There's a little falling out between the artist they brought in to replace the guy who got booted out. Rock Upchurch, he was kind of removed from the series when it was made public about he had assaulted his ex-wife, so they removed him from the title. Tess Fowler came in and didn't get along with Curtis Wybie. They had a big falling out. He doesn't want to do anything that might give her more money. I mean, they had a hard fallout. So they said Volume 3 will never be collected in another format again. So if you have issue 16, you might want to hold on to it. Right now, it's not selling for much. Cover price, maybe even less. But like I said, that's going to be the only way you're going to see that story from issue 16. A lot of people have been complaining about this because they want that closure with the last one. You know, the completest want all of them. And you can't do that with trade paperback because 16's not included. And now we know why. So, yeah. If you have Rat Queens Volume 1, Issue 16, you might want to keep a hold of that. Maybe even send it off CGC and get it slabbed. Because that one's going to be an important issue. Nintendo supposedly is going to have a new Nintendo Direct tomorrow. Nintendo Directs are where they push out their... It's like their little news outlet. They push out all the stuff they got going on. They do them periodically. Rumor is they're going to do one on the 6th of September, which is tomorrow. They haven't released what they're going to speak about yet, but everybody is kind of thinking it's going to be their launch of their online service, because a lot of people have been asking for a online service from Nintendo Switch. Nintendo Switch, big surprise hit. A lot of people are porting their games over to it. A lot of older games are being fixed to where they'll work with Nintendo Switch. Nintendo Switch is pretty big. It's pretty big. So tomorrow, Nintendo Direct. Do they have a time for that? Usually later in the day. Yeah, 4 p.m. There's going to be an afternoon. So if you are a Nintendo Switch player, that's 4 p.m. Eastern too. If you're a Nintendo Switch player, you might want to tune in and find out what's going on so you're not caught by surprise. Okay, you RPG guys, specifically Dungeons & Dragons. Dungeons & Dragons, after the 5th edition, or during 5th edition, which is what they're in now, big resurgence. Dungeons & Dragons is probably bigger than it's ever been. They're putting out a new Monster Codex, a Creature Codex by Kobold Press. This thing is going to have 400 monsters designed specifically for 5th edition D&D. A lot of them are your lower level monsters, but that's because most of the campaigns only go to like level 11 or so before they start with new characters. So you're going to have a lot of them, and they're bringing them from pretty much every mythology you can think of. You have Egyptian based, Indian, Chinese. They even bring in modern day stuff like Chupacabra, and there's a Wicker Man looking monster in there. A lot of stuff. If your DM is having trouble finding monsters for you guys to fight, tell them to pick this up, man. It's only like $49-$50 retail. There's even a new giant shark bowl ooze with, it's basically an ooze with a great white inside of it. These guys must have been sitting around smoking a little marijuana when they thought of some of these monsters, but there's 400 of them now extra for you guys to pick from, designed especially for D&D Edition 5. Law and Order. It seems like there are about a million iterations of Law and Order on TV right now. You're getting another one. They're going to have Law and Order Hate Crime. It's going to spin out of SVU. They're going to kind of tease them in SVU, show them there, and then it will spin off into its own 13-episode season. No official premiere date for that. But if it's like all the other Law and Order, those Law and Order things have a life of their own. They can't be stopped. People love Law and Order, no matter what iteration, no matter what acronym you put behind Law and Order, they're going to watch it. So keep your eyes open. This season, SVU, you'll see the Hate Crime Division, and that is going to be the new Law and Order series. If you ever wondered why Lando Calrissian was an enemy of the Empire, because you know he was just a plain old smuggler, why would the Empire care about him? Well, they kind of tell you in the one of the Star Wars comics, the Lando Double or Nothing. You find out he also helped liberate slaves, the Imperial slaves in a couple different places. You take away the Empire's workforce, that kind of ticks them off. So now you know why they are not happy with Lando. The Empire has really got a chip on their shoulder about Lando. So it has been revealed. He's more than a smuggler. The Runaways, great comic book, and actually a great TV show, Who Only, I believe. In the comic book, you learn one of their biggest villains was actually one of themselves. Alex Wilder becomes a mole and betrays them. He died a couple times. They've been bringing him back. He's back in the newest run of the Runaways. Last time you saw him was in Power Man and Iron Fist. He was working, dabbling with technology and magic. So he's becoming a little more powerful. He's working with demons and technology now. So newest Runaways, issue 12, you will be reintroduced to Alex Wilder. Don't like that character, but hey. Okay. People who remember movies from the 80s, I got a little nostalgic kick here for you. I'm sure you remember Police Academy. Great. For comedy, it was a great movie. It was several different sequels came out of that. I believe a movie and a live action. Steve Guttenberg has kind of let it slip that, they are going to make another Police Academy. There's no word on if it's going to be a complete reboot, if it's going to be in the same universe as the original Police Academy. But we will see more of the Police Academy. And you guys you youngins who didn't grow up in the 80s, the Police Academy movie, the mayor of the city made the Police Academy open their doors to any willing participant. So you got all kinds of misfit guys and women applying for Police Academy that didn't really have any business being there. And they come together and make a ragtag group of police officers who, of course, end up stopping some big major crimes because it's a movie. So in the future, No specific date for this yet, but like I said, Steve Guttenberg, who was the main character, his character was the main one in the Police Academy series, has promised we will see another Police Academy. Okay, it's been all over the news. They're making a they're trying to develop The Witcher for Netflix, if I believe right. Yeah, it's a series, an 8-episode series for Netflix. The Witcher is based on a series of books that got turned into a game. And one of the main characters in that game is Geralt of Rivia. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's a bad dude. He's a monster slayer for hire who's got memory loss, so he doesn't really know his past. This thing has got a life of its own. The Witcher is so popular. You see a lot of cosplay for The Witcher now, even. They have cast their main character. They have their Geralt. They have pulled in Henry Cavill to be Geralt of Rivia, the Monster Slayer. I'm good with that decision. I think he would be great. They're going to have to dye his hair because Geralt is fair-haired, almost white. So yeah, you're going to see Henry Cavill as the main character in The Witcher being developed for Netflix. I don't see a date as of yet. Yeah, they have not announced a project date for it, but it's coming. And it's going to be big. If it's as big as the novels and the game, it's going to be huge. I've got another throwback to the 80s for you guys. A lot of you might not even remember this. I remember it because my sister was big into it. Rainbow Bright. Rainbow Bright is getting her new her own title again, a new comic. It is from Dynamite Comics. Yeah, I remember a little about this. I remember more about this than I should probably even tell you guys, but yeah, Rainbow Bright was this little girl named Wisp who they brought to this this gray world, and her mission was to find the sphere of light to return, color to this world. She found a mysterious baby, and she found the collar belt. She helped liberate the collar kids, and I wish I was making this up, but and I'm kind of sad that I know it. She liberated the collar kids, and they returned collar to that earth. So they dubbed, everybody was happy. They dubbed her Rainbow Bright in honor of her new role. She became the leader of the collar kids, and they returned collar to the world using the collar console from the, if I remember right, the collar castle. It not real imaginative names. And their villains were people named like Murky Dismal, and it was a real kid show. They are bringing that back to comics. With Dynamite, I imagine they're probably going to make it a little darker. I'm looking at the artwork. The artwork looks more modern, not 80s cartoonish. So we are going to see Rainbow Bright comic book from Dynamite Comics. It looks like we're going to see her little sidekick, Sprite, and her horse. I can never remember the horse's name, but yeah, we're going to see all those guys back in the Rainbow Bright comic book. If you have a little girl, this might be something you want to look at picking up for her. The girls, I remember, I know my sister was crazy about it and all her friends. So, I'm sorry, Twink was her friend's name. So yeah, this is a great comic for kids. She was big on, my sister was big on Rainbow Bright and Strawberry Shortcake. They've tried to reboot Strawberry Shortcake a few times. It hasn't worked. Let's cross our fingers there's more oomph behind Rainbow Bright, that it's more modern and that the girls will like it because hey, it's not bad to have a good role model like that, even if it's in comics. Okay, that is the last article I have for you guys today. You can go forth and spread the nerdiness to your friends. Please subscribe to this YouTube channel, like this video, leave a comment on this video. If you don't like video for some odd reason, go to talknerdypodcast.com. You can listen to us in your browser or download us directly from there. and we should be available on every podcast platform. If you find one we're not on, let me know so that I can get us added. I will see all you guys tomorrow. Later, nerds.